Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Hello.
Hey,
yo.
What's up?
What's good?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, Brother B? And everybody?
Not much. Yeah, I think we may have a little technical difficulties. Not on our part, but on Blog Talk Radio. So we'll continue and see what happens. But in the meantime, yo. What's good? What's good, everybody? Hope all is well. Another episode of The Menu with Big Red and Brother B on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's up? What's up? What up, Red? What's going
on? What's up, everybody? What's going on, everyone? What's up, Brother B? What's going on?
I'm all right, you know. Feel a little low on the vibrational scale right now, but you know, for the most part, I'm good. Can't complain. How you doing?
I'm good, in recovery right now.
Ah, yeah, I could imagine. He was in them streets.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, if you ain't in recovery, then you ain't living.
Yeah, in some cases, you know, depending on the type of recovery. But, you know, I get you. I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
And
so,
yeah,
fun. Yeah, I hope you did have fun. For those who don't know, Big Red was running the streets of Atlantic City, you know, the past couple of days. So, you know, she was, indisposed, you know, inebriated. Yeah, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's all good. Like I said, as long as you have fun, you were safe out there. It's all good, man. You gotta live, man. You know, times right now is just, it's crazy. You know, for some people good, some people not so good. But, you know, we just got to take it one day at a time, for the most part, man. You know, just keep it positive. You know,
yep,
there's a lot of negativity out there. You know, a lot of negativity on TV and music. You know, just all over. So, you know, we got to... You got to get it together, man. You got to try to keep it positive, you know, move forward, you know, in a good direction.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, even with tonight's topic, which, you know, it's just kind of crazy, man, with all this, you know, I know we did a show a couple of weeks ago about, like, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And, you know, now... It seemed like it's gotten to the point where, you know, whether it's a private company or, it's, you know, medical facilities, you know, certain places are actually putting down a mandate. Like, if you are not vaccinated, you can't come to work, or you have to be tested, or, you know, this, that, and the third. And, you know, I just find it, like, it's depressing. It really is depressing.
Right.
When you're trying to make people, you know, choose, you know, in between their livelihood or, you know, their beliefs. But before we get further, once again, what up, y'all? Around the globe, around the country, it's Brother B, Big Red, The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Instagram, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL, and Facebook. Hit us up for any comments, questions, you know, topics, you know, you want to throw out, you know, whatever. The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Yeah. So, the mandate. I understand that they want to make sure the public is safe. But is this
right.
really the right way to do it? Is this really
nope.
the right way that you're safeguarding people by telling people you're going to lose in order for us other people to win?
I don't think it's safe. I don't think it's safe at all because, first of all, you're starting, like I said last week or a couple of weeks ago, it's making a divide between people. We already have society is already divided. We're already divided with everything else that's in the world. So now you're making it worse with this. And it's not going to get any better because now you're, as you said, you know, you have people that have to decide on whether they're going to take a vaccination or not, because guess what? If I don't take this, then I can't keep my job. If I can't keep my job, how am I supposed to live? And then they're putting all these type of like, restrictions on if you decide not to take the vaccination, okay, you're not going to get paid or they're going to put you on the leave or and you can't collect unemployment, you can't do this. And, like, and once again, this is taking away people's human rights, and all that's going to happen is you're creating chaos because people are not going to stand for this. They're going to end up, a lot of people in the DOE, they're, you know, going to court for this because this is just, you know, like taking away someone's human rights as a person, you know, just as a human. Like,
yeah.
You have the, you know, they have it where the animals have more rights than humans do. I don't understand that.
Well, like I said, I'm not pro-vaccine. Even though I did take it, I'm not pro-vaccine. You know, I took it for a reason. But, you know, and I'm not trying to push anything on anyone. I mean, my whole thing is it's a choice. You should be able to do what you need to do because it's your body. But when you try to use the whole thing of, you know, it's a worldwide pandemic and we're involved in this and this is happening and people are dying and, you know, this is where they use this whole scare tactic. And it's not to say
right,
to
absolutely.
A degree that it's wrong because people are scared. But people are scared on both sides. People are scared to take the vaccine, and people are also the people that have taken the vaccine are scared because they don't really know the side effects that may happen now or sometime down the road.
Right,
and there's
absolutely.
No guarantee that you are not going to get COVID. Like, you can still get it. Now, they say you
right.
can get it, but, it's, you know, the effects are not going to be as bad, but you can still get it. So,
right.
6947, what do you got to say about it, Miss Cherry?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Miss Cherry.
I'm a Cherry. How are you doing? So I think, and I'm just signing on, so I might be repeating some of the stuff that you guys have already talked about. I personally have somebody very close to my family that was fully vaccinated, and they came down with COVID, and they're telling them to isolate for 10 days. And we went through the 10 days, and just because of their condition, we decided we wanted them to have another COVID test after the 10 days. Which they discouraged us from doing. They're telling people once you do that 10 days, you're fine. You don't have to get retested. Well,
mm-hmm.
we retested them, and they still came back positive.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Wow. See?
Yeah, they told us to go from 14 down to 10, and now what they're doing so that you're not making sure, they're just telling you it's okay, but quite a few people that I know have either come down with COVID twice or that 10 days is not long enough.
So, all right, do you think they can try and, they may try and say it's an individual, like on an individual case-to-case basis type
oh,
thing,
of course.
Like that's a rarity?
They're calling it breakthroughs. The problem is there's a lot of breakthroughs. You notice they're not giving you the numbers on it. They just keep saying occasional breakthroughs. Quite a few people that I know are having breakthroughs and they're fully vaccinated, you know, out here. Another thing that I heard is they're getting ready to release the vaccination for 11 and under, from 5 to 11-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny because my nephew is 11. He'll be 12 in December. So the vaccination for the 5 to 11-year-olds is one-third the portion of the adult. So now I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, if my nephew was born, say, in April, he would have got a full vaccination for an adult. But since he's born in November, he's going to get one-third? How is that going to, you know, and he's a big boy because we got, you know, 12 people in our family. How is that guaranteeing that these other kids are not getting enough vaccine, if you believe that it's there to help them? How is that guaranteeing if they're in the same classroom and one kid is fully vaccinated and the other one has one-third? I don't think they're, I think they're guessing.
Wow.
Now, see, that's the thing, Ms. Cherry. I mean, you say you heard, and you probably read it, or someone said something, but there's, like, no concrete information that's being given out. And even when there is some type of information being given out, something happens either the next day or a couple of days later or a couple of weeks later that contradicts everything that was told, you know, prior to. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things that's scaring people from taking this vaccine, is because no one seems to be able to give these people or anyone a straight answer. All you know is, or all they can say is, it's supposed to lessen the effects of COVID once you take the vaccine. But they're not out there saying things that you're just, yeah, that you just said, but of course someone will come along and snub it and say, oh, well, that's just for that individual. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen to everybody. But then again, we will never know if that information is not put out there. And I think that's, like, that's the serious problem. Like, they can really quell the fears if they just come clean and say, hey, listen, this is what it is. You know, you either love it or hate it. You know, then I think people right. can probably deal with it better. But mm-hmm. to punish people, because to me it seems like a punishment, to punish people for not taking the vaccine. So I know someone that works on a city job, and, mm-hmm. you know, she was telling me how, you know, they're not allowing certain people into the schools, you know, if you're not vaccinated. So my thing mm-hmm. is, so what happens to them? So they get put on some type of leave, which is unpaid.
Yeah.
And yeah. they have a year to be out, like, or decide if they're going to take the vaccine or not. And if they do not, then they're going to be basically terminated or let go.
Well, I think mm-hmm. the governor just signed something today. I don't think they have a year. I'm hearing, I think what she signed today gives them a week before they can be terminated. And the thing, my argument with this is, before the vaccines were available, they were good enough to work with the kids. They were good enough to work with the hospitals. My problem with the mayor's plan is, her plan is to lay off qualified nurses and doctors that would have been okay 6 months ago with no problem, and to hire new medical professionals just coming out of school, some of them giving them a little push in advancing their degrees so that they're eligible to go work in the hospitals, lowering the standards in order to become certified, whether you're a teacher or your medical staff. They're playing all these games just to have bodies there. They're even taking the National Guard. Why is the National Guard coming into private civilian hospitals when you have eligible staff that you're turning away because they didn't take a needle this week? You know, as opposed to 6 months ago, it didn't matter.
But now, okay, to Red and Ms. Cherry, because and to everybody, mm-hmm. how disrespectful is that to these people who have worked tirelessly throughout the whole pandemic? And all of a sudden, you're going to say, hey, if you don't take this out, you got to go. How dare you?
Yeah.
They don't care.
Extremely but that's insulting. Like, you want to call them heroes. You want to call them the frontline workers. You want to cheer them on X, Y, and Z. But yet, this is what you do to them. This is the thanks that they get for all that they've done.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what else I heard? Part of their plan, which I thought was crazy, they're bringing in international medics. So now you're laying off Americans, and say you're, argument's sake, you're going to Europe, and you're bringing in a slew of nurses from Europe. I don't get that. I don't. They're looking internationally as well as other states. They're going to draw from other states, which are probably having the same problem, ship them to New York, but they also are shipping out, or shipping in, I should say, international medics. And, you know, I hear with the MTA, they're looking to hire or temporarily retirees. These people left, and you're reaching out, and you're trying to get them to come back. It just, I think it's the wrong answer. I don't think they have an answer, but it's so disloyal. It really is.
Right.
When I go to the hospital,
yeah,
I don't care if they're vaccinated or not. I care whether or not they're qualified. I don't want somebody that just got their medical degree yesterday working on my heart because the surgeon that has 30 years experience, you laid him off because he didn't take a needle yesterday.
Yeah. And that brings about another fear. Because then, like, what if you had a doctor or a nurse that you've been dealing with, your family is, you know, like a family doctor that you've been dealing with for years, a nurse that you constantly go see, and all of a sudden, since they don't want to take the vaccine, they're not there. So it's like, how comfortable are you? And it goes back to what you were saying. It's like, you want someone that's qualified. So it just sometimes it brings about another question. Like, is this really about COVID or is it about something else? And it's not to talk about, you know, or bring up any type of conspiracy theory or anything, but the thing is, how do you make these rash decisions with people and play with people's lives and tell them this is what it is and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it? Because the thing is that, okay, maybe not everyone is going to have a bad reaction, but there are people that are afraid of it, something happening. And it's no one is telling them anything to give them some type of peace of mind. You're just saying, listen, just take the shot, and that's that. Just take it and just do it, and that's that. So you're thinking about people with pensions, people that have all types of things, like an investor, like they're supposed to just walk away from their job because they won't take the shot. And I think that's very unfair. And even with private companies, you know, to my understanding, like, it's like, hey, it's either you do or you don't. You're here today, you're going tomorrow.
Well, government's doing is they're starting to penalize the private companies. I think in the beginning they were giving them incentives, right? They were giving them tax breaks if they could get their employees to sign up. But now I think they're actually starting to look into fining them. So at the end of the day, if you're going to force your boss, say, if it's $1,400 per incident or per employee that's not vaccinated, he's going to start looking at you to lay you off. Especially when Susie Q just got graduated out of college and she's willing to take the job for a lot less. Their answer is not the right answer.
No, not at all.
But I also
and you can't
think
get
that
unemployment.
Why we bitch about vaccines?
And you can't get another job.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
You're right. That's another thing, Red. Like, they're telling you, you can't get another job. Like, if they, like, furlough you or lay you up or something, like, you can't get another job. So how do you, like, what's going on here? Like, this is some real, like, it's kind of like some apocalyptic
mark
of the beast type thing.
Like,
if you don't take the needle, you can't do this and you won't be able to do that. Even when it gets to the point, you can't even go to a restaurant in NYC. Like, certain places will not let you in.
Well, the restaurants are going to start closing down.
What's up, K-Dog? How you doing?
Hey, good evening, people. Good evening, good evening. What's up, everybody? Man, I'm about to bark like a damn pit bull, man, because I'm listening to the show, and I am going to say this. is this the United States of America, or is this a, I don't know, some kind of dictated country? Because here's my, what I've seen, what has been happening, it's sad. Since this pandemic began, okay, I understand that businesses went out of business, but you know what? Some businesses, and I say this with business, I'm going to get to the mandate in a few. These businesses had no backup plan for what was happening. I mean, okay, this quarter, the pandemic hit us, but you had some big businesses who didn't even have a backup plan. They did not have a backup plan at all. So instead of, you know, having people work from home, they'd rather fire people. And, you know, the restaurant business, some of those big restaurants felt that they were too big for food delivery, so they shut the whole thing down. Now, as for the vaccines, ever since this vaccine came out, everyone swears, if you take the vaccine, oh, this pandemic will be over.
Not even the pandemic is still,
and I don't know what's up with some people. They swear that this pandemic is gone. It's still here. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And the more that people do stupid things, the more people are going to get sick.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the politicians are not doing what they're supposed to be doing to helping the people because they're busy helping themselves because they're like, if we get more people vaccinated, we're going to open up. We're going to have full businesses.
They should have kept the world shut down because it was, you know, the numbers wouldn't be up the way that they are since they claim all the numbers are up. Y'all are the reason why y'all struggle because you open up everything back up and what you like what did you think was going to happen?
But Big Red, Sherry, and Brother B. This was bound to happen because guess what? Everyone was going crazy. As soon as the vaccine came out, our idiot mayor de Blasio said, oh, well, in July, we're going to open everything up and we're going to have a big concert. And what was funny about that concert, it got rained on. That's a sign right there. That's going to happen. And you know, you're not even thinking about the children. You put them back in schools because the parents, and I will say, a lot of parents are complaining, say, oh, my kid deserves to be back in school. But when they open the schools up, guess how many classes have to get shut down because some kids got exposed.
Yeah. Well, there. Go ahead,
Miss Sherry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, in the beginning, it was, I heard that if they had more than two students in a classroom that were infected, they were quarantining the whole class. But I think they changed that now. Now it's like they're so desperate to keep the kids in school regardless. It's like, who are the closest kids to them within 3 inches? Those four or five will be contacted, and everybody else has to still come to school because they do get paid for each child that sits in that classroom. In all honesty, they're willing to sacrifice your kids. They want the money.
Exactly.
My thing is, knowing that you're going to be sending your kids back to school, whether you're tired of your kids being home or you have babysitter issues or you have to go back to work, whatever. My thing is, what is the big deal about pushing these children to wear masks? Like I don't understand. And the thing is, it's realistic, but it's unrealistic because when it's lunchtime, you got to take the mask off. We know how
they
got to
eat.
Right.
And kids, you know, sometimes they wash their hands, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they like trading food. They like doing all types of stuff. Like, you know, it's like Cherry said, there was no real plan put in place. Like there was
just a rush to open
everything up, so everybody can get back to making money, and
that's all they care about.
Go make the money, but it's still costing because you're not going to get caught on one end, you're going to get caught on the other.
And people
are still losing.
And you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a lot of lawsuits against the city, and the state, because right now they're forcing healthcare workers to get the vaccine, right? Now, here's the thing with that. A lot of nurses are quitting their jobs in the hospitals. Rather than get the vaccine, they'd rather quit their jobs because they're threatening – either way, they could lose anyway, because guess what? They're even threatening to fire – they're threatening to fire them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you fire nurses, and in the schools you fire the teachers. What's going to what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
They're not there.
Yeah.
The nursing staff and the medical staff, they're already overworked. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, some of them were working 14, 16-hour shifts, some longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're tired. And instead of them, you know, having to know that you have, like, a full staff, they're looking to diminish that staff. So now I'm vaccinated. I get to work longer hours because they don't want you to come in and do what you normally do. I mean, they are really
That's
creating.
What they're doing.
Yeah, it's going to be a crisis. It's going to be a lot of sick people and nobody to care for them. Not that they don't have space, not that they don't have ventilators. They don't have qualified people that know how to work it.
Exactly, and that's going to cause a problem. And another problem is that a lot of people, a lot of them are, you know, you're firing them. They have a right to sue and say, you're firing me because I don't want to take the vaccine? Are you
well,
serious?
That, but you know, that's where the government comes in. They write up the paperwork and put certain things in place to make these employers and make these companies, like, you know, to give them some type of, you know, reprieve. Yeah, safeguard. Thank you. So that way they won't get hit. Like, you know, this has been structured to protect the entities that are going to do whatever they need to do to the people. So they can get what they want.
Yep, exactly.
But
in the grand scheme of
things, yeah, and it definitely is a wrong. But you'll have a lot of people that will see it as a, you know, it's sad that you have to, oh, well, I'm vaccinated, so I don't care. But the thing is, you're vaccinated,
really?
But you're still susceptible to coronavirus.
You're right,
still,
exactly.
Still susceptible to, you know, to getting it. So, so my thing is, where are you
not vaccinated?
Right,
so my thing is, where are you not vaccinated? Right, absolutely.
And you know what, the kids, and you have a lot of children, and you have a lot of the children that are not vaccinated. And, you know, that's why a lot of people, if they don't feel safe, that's their body. You know, you shouldn't have to enforce, oh, yeah, you have to take, because all you care about is the money. And this is the problem that these heads of states are having. Oh, well, we need to open things up. Look at what happened in Florida. In Florida, they have the highest rates of the coronavirus. Why? Because the idiot governor, he opened everything up. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, open everything up. Don't wear masks. No social distancing. If I see anybody wearing a mask, I'm going to cut funding for schools. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But then you have people out there running around like, wow, it's like, you know, when a prisoner gets out of jail, that's how people are running around like this thing is over. I'm like, what's going on here?
Well, listen, look at it like this. How many, how long, the pandemic, from 2020, people basically quarantined in their homes. You had to limit your shopping. You know, there's certain things that you just had to do. Like, you couldn't move around freely anymore, and people just couldn't get used to that. You know,
they couldn't get used to staying home.
Exactly. And then there raises the other issue that they're not even talking about of people's mental issues, you know, during the whole, you know, pandemic and quarantining. You know, if there were some people that weren't comfortable. Exactly. So to now, to tell some of these people who may possibly put on that smile, but yet they're sad inside, oh, if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to lose your job. Like, really? Like, if you don't take
that
vaccine, you can't go to a restaurant and eat. Yeah, so it's like, how backwards, you know, is this shit? Like, how
and people's mental illness
really?
And I'm glad you brought up the mental illness, Brother B, because you know what? They're trying to force people to go back into the office. Forcing people to go back into the office How do you think that person's going to react when they go back in there? Do you think they're going to be? Do you think they're going to be happy? They're not going to be happy. People went through a lot from last year to earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was not a joke.
People are nervous. People are scared.
And these idiots are sitting there. Well, yeah, let's do this. Oh, we open up. Yeah, let's open up. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? What is money that important?
It's about survival, you know, of one's business. It's about survival,
yeah.
You know, of people in general. It's like, you know, the whole thing was we need to get back to normal. There is no normal anymore. This is the new normal.
This is the new normal, exactly.
Going back to what it was before. But you know what's crazy? So now it's like if it was crazy before, it's crazier now. And the thing is, if you're trying to normalize, it seems like they're trying to normalize the craziness. Because if you sit there and say that there's a mask mandate or people have to wear masks, but then I work at night and I'm in the streets and I see people lined up for clubs, no masks on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So wait a minute, I see people going to certain places, no masks on. So I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold on. So what's really going on here? Like, it's a contradiction to telling people to be safe, but they can go out there and spend money, $20, $30, $40, $50, go in a club and, you know, and dance around no mask on. Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And some clubs don't care.
Exactly. You tell people to go into the restaurant. You can go into a restaurant and sit down and eat. So you can go in with the mask on. You need a mask to walk in, but then when you sit down, you got to take your mask off. So what the hell are you really doing?
It's like, what are you doing exactly?
You know what they're doing because you know what they
make
these
like,
people
yeah,
are so
not.
Damn greedy for money because you know what it is? It's all about the money. Like I could tell you, at work, when I go to work, now that you know, at first the CEO was like, oh well, you know, we're gonna probably let everybody in by October. I'm like, it's not going to happen. Now they're thinking about, well, let's see if we could wait till the end of October and let people come back into work. I'm like, it's not going to happen. Because the variant is out there, and we don't know what else is coming. And the thing is, some people are like, listen, I feel comfortable working from home because they don't want to be out there on the street. They don't want to be in a crowded, they don't want to be amongst a crowd. And some people are like,
how many businesses are paying for space? And then and they're the employees.
The employees are home.
They don't want to close up shop, retail stores. How can you run a store if you don't have employees there? You can't sell clothes or sell certain things working from home.
And
people have to come to work.
Come on.
You have to come to work.
Viruses coming. There's a whole bunch of other stuff coming.
Because you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
These are the people that they need in there. These are the workers that they're like, we need you to come in. We need you to be there. From doctor's offices. Oh, doctor's offices, you're about to see some changes there too. Because people are going to start quitting. You think they feel comfortable coming in?
I don't see what's the issue with making people take a test once a week. And maybe...
That makes no
sense. You have to be responsible for taking the test. Like, the company's not going to cover it. As an alternative for people, you know, so you won't have to fire someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, as an employer, I'd rather, hey, listen, take a test. Like, I don't want to lose you, so do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a test once a week. And you bring me your results, and good, you can keep working. But if the government is going to pressure me to, hey, you're going to get a fine if you have a certain amount of people that are not
right.
Active.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like that. So then you go to your employees like, yo, my hands are tied.
Yeah.
Like how do you explain this to people who once again are in fear of taking that shot? And listen, most high forbid, universe forbid, They take the needle and they have a bad reaction, and something happens.
Exactly. And some
your
people
insurance
have had
is
bad
not
going to
cover you. The insurance is not going to cover you. Your employer is not going to cover you. No one is going to. You're on your own. That like that's just it. You can't sue anybody. You can't come at anybody. You can't yell at anybody. You can't do anything. There's nothing you can do. You can just have your bad reaction, or God forbid, you pass away, then your loved ones are left to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
No accountability whatsoever. No accountability. And I just find that, like you said in the beginning, K-Dog, this is seeming more like a dictatorship. Like this united, there's nothing really united about the states right now.
No.
Especially when it comes to this.
They rush it, and you know what it is? It's all about this. Like, at the end of the day, it's all about the money. Like, oh, well, we're going to mix it. Oh, well, look, we need to reopen. We need to reopen. Yes, you need to reopen, but you're not thinking about the safety of the people, nor are you thinking about their psychological needs. You're not thinking about their mental health. They're not.
No.
It's all about that money. That's what they're looking for. Economics.
There's going to be a fallout. Because the whole thing is, all right, so they stopped the $300 or $600 for unemployment, and they're not offering unemployment to you if you don't take the vaccine, which I just really find this crazy. But, all right, so you basically have no safeguard in place. You lose your job. What do you do? So now you're creating something else. You're creating, people become homeless. You know, you're gonna have certified, doctors and lawyers and people like that working in, maybe fast food chains or doing other to do what? To make money? There's people out here, there are people that spend years of their lives in schools in the medical field and certain fields that get that career. So all of a sudden
and you're taking that away from them.
Exactly. Like, we got to do better. Like, something else, there has to be another way. There has to be more of an option before, this borer is created where a lot of people lose and who's really winning.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how you slice it, you can still get COVID no matter what. You can still get it.
Yes.
Because there's some people who get COVID and they don't take the vaccine and they still live through it.
Yeah.
There's some people that they still live through it, but of course they seem to discourage that because they're pushing this vaccine. So once again, then you got the conspiracy theorists. It's like, why are they pushing the vaccine so much? Why, why can't I just stay home, or why can't, this happen?
Right.
Why can't I just say, why
but, you
are you
know,
pushing this vaccine so hard?
Right. People are so ignorant, and they don't think about stuff like that, and they look at it like you're just complaining, or you're just, you don't want to be safe. And it's like, it's not about that nobody wants to be safe. It's just that, that's, as you said before, it's a scare tactic. Like, when I was coming home yesterday, a friend of mine, we listened to the radio, and I don't usually listen to the radio anyway. I'm usually, like, on, other platforms of listening to my music. And radio station, it's like a repetitious thing. It's like a brainwash. So the commercial
was basically
the person was like, oh my God, I got COVID. Oh, I'm here at the hospital on the ventilator, and I'll tell my family I love them, and this is that and other. And then after that, this is why you should go and take the vaccine. I said, are you kidding? The way the commercial, it's like, why would you put a commercial like that on like, are you kidding me? And like, if somebody doesn't know any better, they're going to get scared to death of that commercial.
Yeah,
but
and they
you
are.
Know
and
it's like,
fair.
Yeah. It's like you're trying to brainwash people into taking this vaccine. That's what scares me about it. It's like, why are you pushing this on everything else that has happened within the last 500 years of my life? I've never heard them be this adamant about this one vaccine.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that because
that's
what?
Scary.
You have many diseases out there. There are many diseases out there. You have you have people out there dying of cancer. You have people dying of diabetes. You have kidney failure. You have heart disease. Nobody ever, and you know what? And you know what's sad about it? They scare, trust me, they do scare people with those diseases. They do scare people with those diseases. You have doctors that will scare the living daylights out of you, saying, like, oh, well, looks like you're going to have to do this. Like, what? And it's like, wait a minute, I don't even have that symptom. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But what do they tell you? Oh, hey, take some pills, change your diet, do some exercise, and you'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, like you leave the doctor's office and go get you a cheeseburger and fries with some salt on it, and like, you know, well, F my hypertension. I'll just take my pill and I'll go about my business. You know,
but those are chemicals they put in. They're putting poison inside your body regardless, because some people, they come out even worse. They're like, this, wait a minute. I thought they said that this was going to be better. And they're like, no, because you know why? Some doctors, they pull a fast one on you. They give you all these chemicals and stuff. And there was a doctor that pointed that out and said like this, the best way to not believe a doctor is to not, what was his name? Dr. Sebi, who said, don't go inside any doctor's offices because these pharmaceutical companies are making money off of dead people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Because those diseases, they said they're...
Yeah, were you going to say something, Ms. Cherry? I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't, but I one thing I do, not conspiracy theory, but I will say this. As they pump up vaccinated people to fight unvaccinated people, and we're going back and forth, there's a lot of other things going on in the world that we're not paying attention to. Like this thing that's going on with Texas where women's rights are being questioned.
Yes.
You have what's going on in the border. You have Haitian people being sent back by plane loads.
Oh, yes.
But they're not addressing the thing on the Mexican border.
They quit on the vaccine because they want money.
Yeah.
It's all about the – all of it's a,
it's also a distraction.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
it's
I
a distraction.
Saying, there's so many – exactly. We're sitting here and we're fighting about, well, you were unvaccinated last week and you could take care of me, but this week, because the vaccine's available, if you don't get it, you can't take care of me. But meanwhile, all these decisions are being made that when they decide that they have a cure or when they decide that it's safe for us all to be together or whatever they say, we're going to have a lot of decisions that we weren't paying attention to that got swept right by us. Right now,
because,
my understanding with Texas, it's illegal to have an abortion after 6 weeks. So you got these women that are traveling to, like, different states to go get it. And the regulations in these other states are not safe for them. Texas is setting a precedent. If they're saying that, you know, we're not going to allow it, how many other more states? Well, you have...
Well, see...
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish with your point, because I got to come in after that. But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, right now, they're not giving you the right to make a decision about your own body, whether or not you want to be vaccinated. But for us, Big Red and me and you, they're making that decision about women also.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next? Children?
But you know what? That, I mean, in my opinion, don't have to mean crap, but that's where it starts.
It's wrong.
That's where it started. That's where things have started with the women.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get them. It's like, if we can control their reproductive rights, if we can control their rights, there's no stopping anything else. Like, once you can do stuff like that and set a precedent, opens the floodgate to be able to do anything else.
Exactly.
Anything else.
And you know what? This is how it is when it comes to women and women's rights. They could care less about that because you know why you have these quote-unquote, allow me to say this, you have a lot of these quote-unquote evangelical Christians who say, oh, well, abortion's wrong. I'm like, let me tell you something. What about women? What about the choice of the woman? What about the woman's choice?
Mm-hmm.
The woman's choice. If a woman has been raped, you're going to tell her that she should have the baby of the rapist? How do you think that's going to feel?
I don't, whether you're pro-abortion or anti-abortion, my feeling in it is that you should have a choice, because say you don't want this child, mm-hmm. but you're forced to have it. What type of life are you going to give that child? When every
exactly.
time you look at them, you remember you didn't want them. So now we're dealing mm-hmm. with child abuse, neglect. We're dealing with, you know, who knows? Maybe as awful as going to murder. Now,
yeah.
now you don't make that decision before they're out. Now you're abusing them to the point where you do them grave harm. And I don't
because
think
you know why you're being
that,
reminded. Well, see,
I don't
but
think
like
that,
like I said,
before or after, you should have a choice.
Well, you know, and but that's the thing. Once again, it's the thing of taking away your choice. And that's what it boils down to. Like, one kind of, you know, precludes the other. So if they can take away choice here, then they can take away choice there. And obvious, the obvious in this situation right here, with in terms of this global pandemic, you have no choice. You have no right.
Mm-hmm.
You have no say. As a matter of fact, if you do have a say, okay, fine. You want to make a choice? Then if you don't want to take the vaccine, your choice is you don't have a job. You can't go eat at this restaurant. You can't go to this movie theater. You can't go to Broadway. You can't do none of that. And I remember some time ago, somebody did a TikTok video, and they were making like the comparison of what's going on now to how it was in Revelation when he was talking about taking the mark of the beast. And if you take the mark of the
mm-hmm.
beast, you won't be able to buy anything or sell anything. You wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be able to do this or do that. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
wow. Such a mirror that's being cast when you really look at it. It's like,
absolutely.
Are you serious? Like, to sit back, last year, to sit back and watch people online for, like, Costco or supermarket was crazy. It was
mm-hmm.
ridiculous. And it's like, so now you go to a restaurant, oh, let me see a vaccination card. Oh, I don't have one. Then you can't eat it. Are you serious? Like, yeah, you can't eat here. Like, this is what you can and you can't do. Yeah, that'll be next. If you don't come, because, you know, so it's subtle right now. If you can't go into a store without a mask on. So if you don't have a mask on, then you can't shop here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
If you're not vaccinated, you can't shop here. So guess what? How's that? It's really, okay, how's that person going to get food or whatever it is, but you know what? They'll probably tell you, well, you can shop online. Well, what if I can't shop online that particular day?
Mm-hmm. Are you still seeing,
man, it's just crazy.
Are you still seeing a lot of people being forced to wear masks? Because out here, it's like, I understand them saying unvaccinated don't have to wear them and then clothes.
And that's the
that was
the crazy part.
But I see people with their kids that cannot be over the age of 12 walking around with a mask on. And as a parent, I'm like, maybe you're vaccinated, but you know your kid isn't. And they're saying it's airbound. Why would you let them walk around supermarkets and stores like that without protecting them?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, another thing, Ms. Sherry, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of people that live in the city that are actually going out to like Nassau or Suffolk County because they can go eat out there. They don't have to show proof of vaccination. So instead of being in the city, they're going other places. And
right.
it's like,
yeah, but that's what's going to happen.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But then what may you cause on that end when you have a lot of unvaccinated or vaccinated people? I mean, who knows? It doesn't matter, because you can have the coronavirus either way, vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, and now all of a sudden everybody's, we can't party here, so we're all going to go over there. And the next
mm-hmm.
thing you know, you might have people saying, listen, if you don't live in this zip code, you can't come in. Or if you don't live
mm-hmm.
in this region, then you can't come over here. But wait a minute. I'm not going to go any further, because we know someone has a whole lot to say on it. And
yeah,
we
go
all
ahead,
know
brother.
Who this is. Go ahead, Hot Rod. King of
Kings. Ladies and gentlemen,
hello,
all I can say is,
Big Red, if you're not vaccinated, we shouldn't have sex anymore, okay? You have to be vaccinated to have sex with me. Let's get off the way right now.
Oh, my God.
You got STD. Either you're going to catch STD or the coronavirus. Choose your poison.
I can't. You stupid.
Thank goodness.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I agree with Ms. Cherry because early this morning, dropping my kids off to school, as always, you see parents and kids. Some of our parents should not be parents. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. But like Ms. Cherry said earlier, also parents dropping their kids off to school without masks. I mean, you know the mask is mandated in school. It's not on the first week or first day. So the guy at the gate said, told the student, I'm sorry, you can't let you in. So she went back to the car to the parents, and I'm looking at the parents like, they're dumbfounded. Like, oh, what? You can't come in with a mask? What? So I took the mask in my pocket. Do you want a mask for your child? Oh, no, we're okay, okay. And they're scrambling inside the car looking for a used mask to give to the child. Where is the logic and the common sense in that, you know? Like Ms. Cherry said, you may be vaccinated. You may be wearing a mask, but your child is not. And they still have to catch it and bring it home.
So with that being said, Hot Rod, what's the purpose of removing teachers or school safety agents and stuff like that from the schools if they're not vaccinated? If you're letting parents just come on in, you know, dropping their kids off.
I think it's a no-win situation at all, no matter how you look at it. It's like, damn if you do it, damn if you don't. The virus is here to stay. You know, if everybody participated in it, maybe we can beat it. But if Ms. Cherry and I are going to do something, but Brother B and Kato are going to do nothing about it, it's not going away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the National Guard becoming nurses all of a sudden, you know. It's a threat. But this is not the first time the government is not telling us what to do. That's my argument. What's the big deal? They'll be telling us what to do forever now, you know.
Yeah, but there's something about this hits different. Something about this seems a little different.
Does.
It's like it's long-lasting.
They're desperate. They're desperate to make their money back. America is bleeding money. They need to find a way to make the money back for what they lost. A year and a half, we lost billions of dollars.
But Hot Rod, how are you going to make money when you're going to turn around and lose qualified people to do jobs? So, okay, so I guess that's where Ms. Cherry said they start importing other people in.
Bring in the immigrants, bring in the Mexicans, they will work cheaper labor.
Oh, yeah.
We become like China to pay cheap labor. That's all. Trust me, you think those Mexicans won't take our jobs right now? They will learn English 1, 2, 3. Google Translate. That's all they need.
It's sad. This is really...
No, it is. It's crazy,
like,
man.
Who would ever thought that we'd get to this point?
Well, Brother B, I don't know if you guys talked about this earlier. If you own a business or a company, and you know what would you have done? Would you enforce the vaccine mandate to protect your company, to protect some of your employees that are vaccinated? What would you have done in this situation?
I'm sorry, but... If I own a company and I've had people working there for years, like I got to think about it. I'm more moral. I got to think about the moral aspect of it. I got to think about the fact that these are people that I know. I probably know their kids. I can't do it. Like you can't force me to fire them.
Well, moral is not the key thing right now. Moral does not make business. Business is business. Personal is personal. Brother B, I have a business to run, and you're not taking the vaccine. I mean, you're my best friend, but I may have to let you go.
But how is my business going to survive if I don't have employees? How is my business going to survive if I don't have qualified employees? So I'm just going to hire somebody. Listen, how am I going to hire somebody that doesn't know the job? So I'm going to make sure. So I'm going to hire somebody that just came off the street. Compared to somebody that's been working there for 5, 10, 15 years, that knows the job in and out, that I can sleep at night because I know they're on the job, but now I have to be worried? No, I can't do it. Morally, I can't do it.
Because either way, business is going to suffer regardless.
Of course, but that's you. But a lot of businessmen don't see it, and businessmen and women, excuse me, don't see it that way. Money is a true, money is God. No matter what God you worship, money is a top God. As those pastors out there that are making millions of dollars robbing the church people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a loss. There's going to be a loss on both ends because I don't really see any winners, except for the people that are making these decisions. That these politicians who get our tax money because we pay them. Those are the only people that I really see winning because no one questions them about being vaccinated. They still have their jobs. They still do what they need to do, and they're going to continue to do that. So they're playing with our lives. You know, our lives are in their hands, and they're rolling the dice.
Well, Brother B, remember the saying, do as I say, not as I do?
Listen.
That's what they go by.
I never really liked that statement anyway. I'm just at a point where I'm like, listen, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't, and you're better off damned if you do. Because one way or another, the system is going to find a way to get you. No matter what good you do, no matter how you slice it, the system is going to, if it's not you taking the vaccine today, you can take the vaccine. All right, I'm going to take the vaccine until I can keep my job. Then next thing you know, give it 2022 comes. Oh, you got to take the booster shot. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that. Well, that's something new now. You got to take the booster shot or else you got
to
go.
Really? That's what's going to happen.
Oh,
anyway, there's other things that's coming up in the next couple of years, and you're going to have to get a shot for each one of those things. I'm telling you, it's coming. People
so
think it's just corona. We got some other ones coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the whole thing. It's never going to stop.
Nope.
Like they're not really out there telling you. They're not going to tell you. Oh, take some immune, product to boost your immune system. They're not going to tell you, what to do. It's all about, listen, just take the shot and you'll be okay.
Right.
So once again, we are experimenting. We are the ones to see what works, what doesn't work. Take your shot, or for a couple of months from now, or it didn't work for you. All right, bring up the next subject. For the next,
all right, so let me ask you, Hot Rod, and then to Miss Sherry. Do you really think that they're fudging the numbers or telling us the truth about the success rate of these vaccines?
Is the sky blue sometimes?
Go. That's your answer, bro. That's your
answer. Do I love to drink? Do I love to drink alcohol?
Oh my God,
Miss Cherry, what do you? What's your thoughts on that?
I think any time the government is willing to pay you $100 to take a shot, you better take a step back and see what we're really doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were waving it. I'm shocked they ain't come with a pound of weed and said like this. We giving weed out for people to take the
No,
back.
Okay, dog. Okay,
right.
Dog.
Whoa,
whoa,
okay, dog.
Whoa, whoa. Free 60-inch TV. Free 60-inch TV.
You better throw in a sound system with that. Better throw in a home theater system with that.
I can see it. I mean, we got less than a minute left, but I can see it. Holiday time coming up. If you show your vaccination card, you get 50% off.
They saying, 70 million people didn't take the vaccine. I'm like, there's more than 70 million people that didn't take the vaccine. Yeah.
Of course.
Take us out, Miss Sherry. What
you
have to say?
I was going to say, I don't know what the answer is. I just think we're being very disloyal to our medical staff. We're being very disloyal to our frontline workers, our MTA workers.
Mm-hmm.
These people that have been there from day one do not deserve to be treated like this. Nobody actually does, but it is a very big slap in the face now for them to have to worry about making their livelihood when they made big sacrifices for everybody.
True, but Michelle, are we surprised by this? Are we surprised by this action?
We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be surprised.
Because
the government, government, all they care about is the mean green, because you know why? Oh, we lost a lot of money last year. Hey, listen, we have the vaccine. Oh, the pandemic is over. Not, because there's going to be a lot more sick people out there. A lot of people are getting sick.
On that note, it's been a great show. Thank you, Miss Cherry, K-Dog, Hot Rod, Big Red.
Yep.
Don't forget to check out Absolute Truth, Sean Black, Hot Rod, K-Dog, Monday nights at 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And on that note, peace out. Be safe out there.
Be safe.
Keep your mask on, man. Keep your mask on.
Keep your mask.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care. Have a safe
good night, y'all.
Good night, guys.
Peace.
Peace.